stick on what we said yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about manapits, and we said that a manoch of manapits was preparing the raw fibres to be spun in order to make a thread, a good quality thread. So you want to produce a good quality thread. One can do this either by beating the raw fibres, you can beat it down to separate it. You can do it with hand picking, the different ways that a person can do it. Yeah, either way, there are different ways of doing it. But the idea is to get clear thread out of the mass of wool that you've got in order to, to make a thread. It doesn't apply to live hair or fur, we said. And we spoke about tearing cotton wool yesterday. We were speaking about tearing cotton wool. So we said that the Meister, many poskim hold that tearing cotton wool could not be called korea, but the Meister ones, machmir ones, should not tear cotton wool from a lump to make it into small, to take a piece out of it, and to make it into a ball or something, that is more problematic. That could be called making a cane. You're making it into something that could be even worse. I must say, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, I especially waited for this, I want to see what a few people come in. I did phone up a rov today about the trousers. Okay? So I asked the particular rov today about what he thinks about the trousers. I was on the phone, but so the Meister, I showed him, he said to me, interesting thing what he said, that's what I understood from the Rav. The Rav said to me, if you take it by the waist and it goes into its creases, then it's a problem to put it on a chair, folded over on a chair. If, however, let's say you put a hanger through the loops of the waist, and then the trousers hang in position, and you hang it in the air, you hang it in a cupboard, so it's hanging down, it's not resting on anything, that's not called a proper matzah.
So you hang it
onto the... I can't demonstrate here, but someone takes his trousers off, for example, right? And he puts the hanger through the loops. And that way, that's one particular way of doing it, let's say, yeah? Or even if he holds it and he goes into position, but he puts it on a hanger then, and it hangs in that position, it's not leaning against anything, then that is okay to be done. But, he said, if a person, I said, why would someone, the marshal, for example, hold it up in its, get it into creases, and then lie down on the floor? Is that allowed? That's the problem, he said. Once it lies on a hard surface, that's again protecting the creases, that's not allowed to be done. So if anyone wants to discuss...
95% of the creases?
That I didn't ask. Well, I don't know. But the Meister, I don't know how, everyone's got different trousers, it looks like, but I don't know what to tell you, but normally, the ones you showed me yesterday, when we were doing that experiment yesterday, it looked very much like the fact that it was going properly into its creases.
Yeah, but if you're hanging on a hanger, it's also straight.
What do you mean on a hanger? What do you mean a hanger in?
Yeah,
that's
a skirt hanger,
correct? Skirt hanger. So it's hanging, but the mice, it's loose, it's flapping, so it hasn't got the same protection. See, that's what it was telling me. It hasn't got the same protection when it's on a hard surface. If you put it round on a chair, so it's protected.
On a skirt hanger, it's more than that, it's slumped over a chair.
Slumped over a chair, you didn't tell me. Slumped over a chair means you're not mapping about the creases.
No, slumped over a chair, it happens.
But once on a hard surface, I understand, once on a hard
surface.
Yeah, but this is resting on the surface, you know? When it's resting on the surface, that's protecting the creases. That is protecting the creases. I'm going to tell you what I was. So I put a lot of people out of business. What a lot of people are going to do on Shabbos now. It looks like I've put a lot of people out of business.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on. That was the manapets we spoke about yesterday. That was it, I think, what we said yesterday, the manapets.
Yeah.
Cornwall, we spoke about Cornwall, yeah. Now let's move on to that today, combing a shaitel. Now this is a very interesting shaitel, it's actually combing a shaitel. So the Meister, I thought, Pasha, there's no problem whatsoever with combing a shaitel on Shabbos. We came into it, but now we're coming with an appet. In Goizers, we did speak about this in Goizers, quite right, very good. In Goizers, when we spoke about shearing, there's no Goizers on a shaitel. Yeah, once the shaitel is, once it's not attached to the human body anymore, there's no Goizers.
Even if there's
been some Goizers, well, we see there's any other problems. Now we're talking about manapets. So this is an interesting amnesia, actually. What do we do about amnesia? So I said, let's start with so first of all, that's possible. When someone combs his own hair, that's goizers. Combing a shaitel, that's not goizers. Yeah, that's what we said. Now the other is still involved. Let's see what else might be involved. So is it a shaitel of manapets? Is it a problem of manapets when you comb a shaitel and you make threads? Shouldn't be, really. So here's an interesting, There's Avnei Nezer. I want to use this. Two Avnei Nezers. The Avnei Nezer is very big chiddush what it says. Avnei Nezer starts like this. Hikshu. Avnei Nezer asks a kasha. Lama loy nesa hasoyrek v'achoyfev. Why is it not a problem when you comb your hair, you part your hair, mishum melechas menapitz? Chiddush. So Avni Nezer asks as a kasha. Says the Avni Nezer, maybe you can say that it's not shayach menapet on something which is mechuba. A person is called, it's like mechuba, is a proper person, is a person. So there's not shayach menapet on a person. It comes out from that, that according to the, what do you call it, the Avinazer would come out of the chayr, a shaitel might be a problem menapet, yeah? The shaitel is loose. It's not part of the person. It's on a person. It's wearing on a person. That doesn't make a difference. It's not part of the person. Comes out from that Avinazer is mashma, that if it would be a loose, a pair of nochris, a shaitel, which is on the hair of a person, that would be a problem. The problem is in another tshuva, in another place, the Avinazer writes that it's only a problem of menapet if you're doing it to make threads to spin. And here, he seems to be taking on that it's not a problem, therefore even a pair of knockers would not be a problem. It's a bit of an issue in the what do you call it, in the Avinazer. The mice, the apostle seems to take on that menapet is not shayach if you're not making a thread to do something. So coming out of that problem over here, there should not be a problem with combing the hair of a shaitel. So again, combing hair of a person, that's a very severe problem of geuzes. I mean, if someone's got a loose brush, that we said the mice, when we did geuzes, he brushes softly, it's not a psychic ratio, the hairs will come out, that's better. The person takes a comb and he brushes his hair, that's a psychic ratio, it's a Mishnah Nozir, that Nozir mustn't comb his hair because the hair's going to come out, so it's a psychic ratio, it's inevitable the hair's going to come out, and therefore combing hair on Shabbos, human hair, which is attached to the person, that means it's naturally part of the person's body, that is a problem of geuzes. We're now talking tonight about a shaitel. So I said to you, brushing hair is not a problem with a shaitel, it's had geuzes. Is
a
there?
Hard brush.
Even a hard brush, yeah.
Hard against
the shaitel. So far, I haven't finished yet. Don't run out now. Don't run out. Okay, so it's had geuzes, there's no problem, yeah.
Now, wouldn't it be a nissa anywhere?
Say that again.
Wouldn't it be a nissa anywhere if combing or brushing the shaitel?
Which is it? Oh, so he's right. There's an Uvda Dechoyer, maybe. That's the problem of Uvda Dechoyer. The Machad of Mishnah Berurah didn't mention that, Uvda Dechoyer, but the Mishnah Berurah can get around that if you have a special Shabbos brush. If you have a special Shabbos brush, which should be yuchad for the Shabbos, that problem is avoided.
You mean
yeah, that would be a problem. Yes? Maybe some sack of money. If you hold that, when the tzitzis are tied together, embedded together, you're not yet to the mitzvah, it could be a shaitel tikkun mon.
Not
a tikkun mon. Oh, one minute. Depends how bad the shaitel is. That's what's coming. Let's talk about a normal shaitel. Yeah, I'm going to cut that business. You're right. If it's very bad, you're right, yeah. Let's talk about a normal shaitel. You want to give it a little brush. Yeah, it's not mummy's bad. So here, there's an interesting thing over here. So what exactly is the problem? So in Shlomo Zalman, Peret Yudalid, in Shmini Shabbos, interesting, Peret Yudalid, he speaks about combing shaitels. And he's got a chiddush, actually. I must tell you, it's a chiddush what he says. So I'm telling you, can anyone find it? What issa could there be involved in combing a shaitel? Well, no one finds any issa involved at all.
Yeah.
No? Sorry? Boina?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, let's see what he says here. Okay, but I'm sure he's going to cross, sorry. A person should hold back from combing a shaitel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you've got a very soft hair, a soft brush, you can comb it up, polish it up a bit. But to use a hard brush, you shouldn't use. So what's the issue? What exactly is the problem? It's very interesting. At the bottom over here, in the Horus Kuchav Gimel, he brings over here, he wants to be toilist on the halacha we had in the Ramah. I think we might have learned this, Shin Lama Zayn, but it's very interesting halacha, this actually, about using a broom where the bristles break. So halacha in Simon Shin Lama Zayn, base. The Ramah says, Shin Lama Zayn, base. A person mustn't use like a brush, some sort of broom, brush, which are made from like pieces of wood. Because when you use it to brush, the pieces break, the bristles break off. What's the problem with the bristles breaking off? So it's interesting, he brings over here, what's the problem? He says that the problem could be... I think the problem was it was soisa. It looked like you're breaking the keli. Yeah, but Tom calls out, the Mishnah Berurah says, why can't you use this brush where the bristles break? What is the problem? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tom calls there to have a kamosis to keli. It's you're breaking your keli. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that to comb a shaitel with a hard brush and you're going to pull the hairs out is doima to this case over here where you're breaking the bristles of a brush. What? I'm sorry, but you'll be mistaken the beggar, yeah? Really, if I care, it's even worse maybe this because you want to make
it. You're taking the bristles out of the brush, that's soisa.
You're taking
the hairs out of the
so you're also being soisa. You're being soisa the shaitel. The shaitel's a keli and you're pulling the hairs out. That's being soisa that beggar. Yeah, I'm doing it. Okay,
well, it's
right.
Make it
well, okay, yeah, it's true. But the broom also, the brush also not making it better, yeah? You're destroying the bristles. Yeah, I understand. But it's all ruining. What you're doing, you're breaking something of what you've got. So, sir, you're demolishing an item you've got. You're breaking an item you've got. Like the brush, you're breaking the bristles. With a shite, you're breaking the hairs. Interesting, huh? What do you mean? Your hairs are coming out. The hairs come out. If I care, it makes it even worse. That's why if I care, that's why I think Rosh Hashanah times it's even worse in the case of the bristles. Because in the bristles, you don't want the brush to break. Here, when you comb your hair, you want that to come out nice. You want the hairs that are loose or whatever, not so good, on there to come out.
I want it to look nice. I don't want it to come out.
Yeah.
She asked me, she doesn't want the hair to come out.
But she was.
I want it to look nice.
Yeah.
But
looking nice means that some of the hairs have to come out. In the brush, you don't want any to break, yeah? Yeah, but that's what we say later, right? You might not prefer it. You prefer you wouldn't have to brush it at all. But now that you're brushing, you've got hairs tangled, the best way to do it is to make sure they come out.
I want this destroyed. I want this finished.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what's being arrived from the brush. The brush, you're not breaking the whole brush, you break just some bristles off the brush. And I feel like that's called soista. That's the Mamish Yisrael, that even if you break part of it, that's also a problem. So he's bringing arrived from there that the chayr, even to break part of something, is a problem of soista. So Shlomo Zalman says one shouldn't do it. Okay, so the Maisa, that's why a person shouldn't use a hard brush in order to the chayr, a soft brush, that's the chayr mutter, yeah? And synthetic brush also, synthetic shaitel, you can still get them nowadays, and synthetic shaitel is also much better, because there, even when you brush with a hard brush, it's very rare the hairs come out. Human hair shards are much schwacher. It's very likely to break the hairs. Now, Shenkin, the synthetic one is much stronger, could be better, there it won't help. Okay, one has to know. The best thing to do is to use a soft brush. If, he's quite right, if the shaitel is out of shape completely, the mice, it's been in a windstorm, the mice, you've had a windstorm, whatever, or the child's play with a shaitel, and the shaitel now is completely out, it doesn't, it's mummy, it's not a shaitel anymore. It's not the right thing. Then that's much worse. That, the mice in the town, that could be a shaitel tikkun mona. That could be worse then, yeah? That's a shaitel tikkun mona, that could be a shaitel like Mako Patrick, and that's much worse, and then one has to be careful, that one shouldn't do that on Shabbos.
Softly put the script.
What do you mean
softly? Softly put that in the right position, but that's too far.
But if
windy, the, wind all over it.
So let's say the shaitel is completely useless as it is.
Not useless, it's just windy. It's got wind.
Is it wearable?
If I sort out softly, yes. I can softly. Look at the face, then I'll be hard, do it hard.
No, my friend, softly and hard in brushing is a shaitel, in geysers maybe, or in soisa. When you're talking about tikkun mona, you can even if you brush very softly, if the keli wasn't usable as it was beforehand, and you do it softly, it's not tikkun mona. Tikkun mona doesn't help you do it softly. Softly is a miler when you've got a shaitel of geysers, maybe, or you've got a shaitel of soisa. So then you can say, if you do it softly, it's not inevitable, it's going to break the hairs, then you can say it's not a problem with that. If you're talking about the item is useless as it is, and the only way to rectify it is to brush it out and make it respectable, then you could, it doesn't make a difference with a softer heart. That's the problem with tikkun mona. Tikkun mona doesn't make a difference when you do a softer heart. Even soft is going to be a problem with tikkun mona. The mice, the beggar wasn't wearable, and now you're making it wearable. That's a shab tikkun mona.
Like your hair's in the morning, it's all scruffed up, and you just straighten it all out.
Okay, I mean, it's still, hopefully, you still can walk in the street. You wouldn't really, well, that's not called a major.
That's
might have a problem. Then you might have a problem. I don't know. If it's tikkun, you wouldn't walk in the street. If it's mummies, you don't look smart, and mummies, the way you're looking, it's not right, then it could be worse.
It could be tikkun mona.
I'm not sure shaitel tikkun mona is good for odom. That's what I'm not sure. Okay. Good for odom, maybe. I'm not sure it's tikkun mona. Every time a person's very dirty keys, so I'm not sure shaitel tikkun mona. Right, the next side is also very sensitive with a shaitel, and that is using a spray to stiffen it. Let's say you want to go out, and the mice are scared the wind's going to come and blow it. So are you allowed to spray it to make it stiff? So that again, of Shlomo Zalman, as far as I remember, says that's Shmuel Shabbos, a Kosser, Pet Yudalit, also see from here around these halachas. He says, "Asur lo ha'isha lahadiz asarisel noizel spray kedei lishmer hisraskus," in order to keep the firmness. That's the shayla. Looks like a shayla binyan, maybe. Maybe it's a shayla boiner. You're making it stay as it is, so a person shouldn't do that. The other thing is also very interesting. Now, this also, I'm not recommending this. I don't know why people do this, but what this shear is halacha shear. What this is, whether one should be doing this is another question. Yeah, some people like to spray perfume on their shaitels. They want the whole street to know they're coming down the road. So the question is, can you do that on Shabbos? What's the problem? Oh, so this is another interesting issa which comes in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's an issa of Moili D'Reach. It comes in a few places in Hilchos Shabbos. The Maaseh is here in the Mishnah Berurah, comes in Hilchos Yom Tov there, Tokuv Yarov, with the Estrog. The issa of Moili D'Reach, let's find it over here, it's in Shin Chav Beis, Sivkot and Yilchos. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about, where do we know Moili D'Reach? Where have we come across Moili D'Reach? Anyone remember? Mokuma could be in the Maaseh. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about the Cheder Beis, actually, but there used to be a minig when the Kohanim used to duchen. They used to set the water. They used to put some like soap in the water to make the water smell nice. But that is problematic, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Maaseh there is not so happy with this. It's a shayla moed reah. I mean, I'm trying to think of a practical example. Anyone think of a practical example? Toilet. We spoke about the toilets, Tucker. The water which flushes and the Maaseh makes a nice smell in the water. That's an issue of moed reah. What other problem was there by there? Actually, very important problem. Surveyor, it was a problem with surveyor there, that's also Briah. But the Maaseh is also a problem with Moilid Reach. Spraying into the air is not a problem actually, because Moilid Reach is you make something else smell, it's tied onto something. To spray in the air and make the room smell nice, it's not going onto anything, it's just the air, it's loose, it's no mamoshes. To spray onto a beged and make the beged smell nice, that's of Moilid Reach. Here in Shinkar Base, the Mishnah Berurah is down, Cotton Yud Ches, I think it is, Mishnah Berurah says, in order to make the beggar smell nice, a person sprays it to make it smell nice, that is a problem. Many poskim take on that a shaitel is like a beggar. And therefore to spray a shaitel with the intention of making it smell nice is an issur of moed reach on Shabbos. So one has to be careful about that. That's not allowed to be done. Yeah, that's what he says over here. Yes, a person shouldn't make this nice scented smell come onto a pair of nochris. And the reason is because it's an issur of moed reach. On the guf for Adam himself, the deodorant or whatever these things are, deodorant is better. It's mavi ruach, to take away a bad smell. But if someone wants to perfume himself, wants to perfume his beard. I don't know what. He wants to there, on the sous of a person, then pastors most possible take on that on a guf for Adam there's no moed reach. That's why a person can wash his hands. That's clear. Washing hands, for example, with soap, even though you rub your hands, you're made ruach on your hands. Your hand smells nice, what do you call it? On the guf of a person, there's no issur moed reach. To make the water, first of all, smell nice, and then you rub your hands in that water, that's problematic. Or who has in the marsh with mouthwash, for example, mouthwash. So if you put the mouthwash straight in your mouth, and you pour some water in your mouth as well, that's okay, it's guf adam. But if a person makes a solution first, that means he's got a bit of water, he adds some mouthwash to it to make it smell nice, and then he gargles it on Shabbos, l'chor he's done an issur moed reach. He's made the water smell nice, which is l'chor not supposed to be done. That's what a person should avoid that. But there you're not doing for the smell. The person's not interested in moed reach there, doing at all. There, what? Are you interested in, what do you call it, are you interested in flavouring the water? Yeah, it's a horror. You're saying, in fact, I don't know who washes that like you. I don't know whoever washes. You wash like that, you put water in the bowl first, and then you put the fey liquid in, and then you pour the dishes in. Saying, is that a problem with your reach?
It's only the smell of the food.
That's a good horror. I have to think about it. But is a person interested in flavouring the water? You're saying, they might have sent it. They sent the fey liquid, a different lemon, you've got different sorts of thing. Yeah, I hear it's horror. Let me just write it down quickly.
Is it
a menapet? No, it's not a menapet. A menapet, let's go back to make a quick thing about what we learned. So the Maaseh, when it comes to combing a shaitel now on Shabbos, if I'm asking you, can you comb a shaitel on Shabbos with a hard brush? At menapet, there's no issa. There's no issa of comb. But now, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and other times, there's a problem of soysa. That is a problem of undoing the mosh, the hair's coming off. It's like breaking the shaitel. And it's similar to the case of the brush, where you break the bristles on a brush. And therefore, combing a shaitel with a hard cone and the hairs are going to come out. Specifically, the hairs are going to come out. It's not allowed to be done. So use a stop brush.
But as goises, it's okay to rip it out. It's not okay with the soysa.
No, it could be now. No, it could have shown his problem. Ask Goethe, not Goethe. Ask and there's a view. It's then. It's up. Goethe has no problem. It'll be a problem of this. It'll be a problem of Goethe.
So, no,
Goethe is not on a beggar. It's only on a human thing. Goethe doesn't apply on a human person. So there's no Goethe on a finished item. You can't be over Goethe on a finished item on a shaitel. So it's not shy, only it's our social. The kids are to pull out washing it very strongly, brushing with a metal comb is a problem on a shy pool because you can break it. So use a soft brush and polish it out, that's okay. If the mice, the shy has gone out of shape, it's not really wearable, then even to polish it out with a soft brush because it's a problem of particular monet, that shouldn't be done. A spray to make it firm, one shouldn't use, that makes it firm, it's not, shouldn't be used. And finally, we spoke about scenting the shy pool, that's also not problematic, that's an issue of Moiden's Rare. Okay, everybody says. I don't know what to do. Let's finish that.